This is the Sakar Murli of 12th of June 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have now received drishti of knowledge, and so your wandering has now stopped. You remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Question. What power do the deities have? Due to which speciality do they have this power? Answer. Deities have the power to rule the whole world. They have this power due to their speciality of following one direction. There they are all united, and so there is no need to have advisers, etc. The deities received such directions from the Father at the confluence age that they are able to rule for 21 births. There the one king has one divine family. There are no other directions there. Song. Show the path to the blind, O Lord. Om Shanti. You children have now received eyes, sight. Previously you had no eyes. Which eyes did you not have? You didn't have the eyes of this knowledge. You had eyes of ignorance. You children know that only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. No one else has this spiritual knowledge. It is through this knowledge that you receive salvation, that is, you go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. You children have now been able to see how the land of happiness changes and becomes the kingdom of Maya, this land of sorrow. You began to call out, show the path to the blind. On the path of devotion, although they have sacrificial fires, give donations and perform charity, etc., no one can find the path to the land of peace or that land of happiness. Each of you has to play your own part. The Father says, I too have received a part. On the path of devotion they call out, show us the path to liberation and liberation in life. For this they have so many sacrificial fires, give so many donations, perform charity, etc., and wander around so much. In the land of peace and the land of happiness, there is no wandering. Only you know this. Those people just know about studying the scriptures and worldly studies. They don't know this spiritual Father at all. The spiritual Father comes and gives this knowledge at the time when he has to grant everyone salvation and the old world has to change. When you change from humans into deities, it becomes one kingdom of deities over the whole world, and that is called heaven. The people of Bharat know that the original, eternal deity religion only existed in Bharat. There were no other religions at that time. It is now the confluence age for you children. All the rest of the people are in the Iron Age. You are now sitting at the most auspicious confluence age. Those who remember the Father and follow his Srimat are at the confluence age. All the rest are in the Iron Age. At present, there is no sovereignty or kingdom. Government functions through many opinions. In the Golden Age, the directions of just the one emperor rule the kingdom. There are no advisers there. They have so much power. Then, when they become impure, they keep advisers, etc., because they no longer have that power. At present it is the rule of the people. In the Golden Age, because they follow the directions of one, they have that power. You are now receiving that power, and you will then rule independently for 21 births. That is your divine family. This is now your godly family. The Father says, when you consider yourselves to be souls and you remember the Father, you belong to the godly family. If you become body conscious and forget the Father, you belong to devilish families. In a second, you belong to the godly community, and then in a second, you belong to the devilish community. It is so easy to consider yourselves to be souls and to remember the Father, but you children find this extremely difficult. The Father says, if you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, your sins will be absolved. You have to act through your body. You cannot act without your body. You have to try to stay in remembrance of the Father while doing everything. However, even here, when you don't have anything else to do, you are unable to remember the Father. You forget. It is an effort. In devotion, you are not told to do devotion throughout the whole day. There is a fixed time there, either early in the morning, in the evening, or at night. Then their intellects keep the mantras they receive. There are many scriptures that they study on the path of devotion. You don't have to study or write any books, etc. These muralis are printed in order to refresh you. Otherwise, none of the books, etc. will remain. All of them will be destroyed. Only the one Father has this knowledge. They have now named a building Gyan Vigyan Bhavan, as though they teach knowledge and yoga there. They just give such names without any understanding. They don't know what Gyan and Vigyan are at all. You now know Gyan and Vigyan. Through yoga, which is called Vigyan, you receive health, and through Gyan, the history and geography of the world is explained to you. You have to know how the history and geography of the world repeat. However, that is a limited study. Here you have this unlimited history and geography in your intellects of how we claim the kingdom, how and for how long we rule the kingdom, and how we receive that kingdom. These things are not in the intellect of anyone else. Only the Father is knowledgeful. Only the Father explains to you how the world cycle turns. Because of not knowing this predestined drama, human beings say that so-and-so has gone to nirvana, or that he has merged into the light. You know that all human beings come into this world cycle, that no one can be liberated from it. The Father explains, a human soul leaves one body and takes another. The drama is huge. There is a soul in everyone, and that soul has an imperishable part recorded in him. This is called the predestined drama. Since this is called the drama, it must surely have a duration. The Father explains, the duration of this drama is 5,000 years. In the scriptures of the path of devotion, it has been written that the duration of each drama is hundreds of thousands of years. It was from this time when the Father came and taught you Raja Yoga that there is the saying that the Kauravas were in total darkness and that the Pandavas were enlightened. Those people think that the Iron Age still has 40,000 years to go. They don't know that God has come and that the death of this old world is standing ahead. Everyone is sleeping in the slumber of ignorance. When they see a war, they say that it is a sign of the Mahabharat war. These rehearsals will continue to take place. Then they will eventually stop. You know that your establishment has not fully taken place yet. It is not mentioned in the Gita that the father taught easy Raja Yoga and established the kingdom here. They have shown annihilation in the Gita. It has been portrayed that everyone died and that the five Pandavas were saved. They too then melted away on the mountains. They don't know at all what happened through Raja Yoga. The father continues to explain everything. Those are limited matters. A limited Brahma, physical father, creates a limited creation and sustains it, but doesn't annihilate it. A wife is adopted. The father too comes and adopts you. He says, I enter this one and give you children this knowledge. I create you children through this one. There is the father and there is also the family. These are very deep matters. These are very profound and serious matters which sit in the intellect of hardly anyone. The father now says, first of all, consider yourselves to be souls. A soul sheds a body and takes another. It is the bodies that are given different names. Their names, forms, features all vary. The features of one cannot be the same as another's. Each soul has his own features for each birth. Each one's act is fixed in the drama. That is why it is called a predestined drama. The unlimited father now says, remember me, and your sins will be absolved. So why should we not remember the father? This is what requires effort. When you children are on the pilgrimage of remembrance, many storms of Maya come, and there is a battle. But you mustn't be afraid. Maya will repeatedly break your remembrance. You will have such sinful thoughts that they will completely spoil your heads. You still have to make effort. The father has explained how Lakshmi and Narayan were able to control their senses. They were completely viceless. From whom did they receive these teachings? You children are now receiving teachings to become like them. They don't have any vices. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. The kingdom of Ravan comes into existence later. No one knows who Ravan is. This is also fixed according to the drama. People don't know the beginning, middle, or end of this drama, and they have therefore been saying, neti neti, neither this nor that. You are now making effort to become residents of heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven. Those who bow down in front of the idols of them are Tamopradan, degraded human beings. The father says, first of all, make one thing firm. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. It is this that takes effort. Just as you have a government job for 8 hours, So you are also now helpers of this unlimited government. You have to make effort to stay in remembrance for at least 8 hours. This stage of yours will then become so firm that you will not remember anyone else. You will then shed your bodies in remembrance of the Father. You will then become the beads of the Rosary of Victory. One king has so many subjects. The subjects too have to be created here. You will become the beads of the Rosary of Victory, who are worthy of being worshipped. There is also the Rosary of 16,108 that remains in a big box. There is the Rosary of 8, then the Rosary of 108, and then finally the Rosary of 16,108. You children learnt Raja Yoga from the Father and made the whole world into heaven. That is why you are worshipped. You were worthy of worship and have now become worshippers. This Dada says, I myself used to turn the beads of a rosary. In the Lakshmi and Narayan temple, there should in fact be the Rosary of Rudra. You first become part of the Rosary of Rudra and then the Rosary of Runda, Vishnu. The first number rosary is that of Rudra, in which Shiva is also included. How could Shiva exist in the Rosary of Runda? That is the Rosary of Vishnu. No one is able to understand these things. You now say that you are going to become the garland around Shiv Baba's neck. A rosary of Brahmins cannot be created. There is no rosary of Brahmins. The more you stay in remembrance, the sooner you will go and rule the kingdom there. You cannot receive these teachings anywhere else. You know that you will now shed your old bodies and become residents of heaven. All the people of Bharat will become residents of heaven. Bharat in particular was heaven. It is a matter of 5,000 years. It cannot be a matter of hundreds of thousands of years. It is only 5,000 years since the deities came into existence. People have forgotten heaven, and so they just simply speak of it. However, it wasn't like that. There cannot be such an ancient period. There is just the Sun dynasty, then the Moon dynasty, and then those of all the other religions come. Of what use would old things be? People buy so many of those things. They place so much value on old things. The most valuable is Shiv Baba. They make so many Shivalingams. No one understands that a soul is just a tiny point. It has an extremely subtle form. Only the Father explains that such a tiny point has such a big part recorded in it. This drama continues to repeat. You will not have this knowledge there. It disappears. So how could anyone there teach you easy Raja Yoga? They sat and made up all of that for the path of devotion. You children now know that the three religions, Brahmin, deity and warrior, are being established by the Father for the future new world. Other studies are for this birth. You will receive the reward of this study in the new world. This study takes place at the confluence age. This is the most auspicious confluence age. It must surely have been at the confluence age when you changed from human beings into deities. The Father explains all of the secrets to you children. Baba knows that you cannot stay in this remembrance all the time. It is impossible. Therefore, keep your chart to see for how long you stay in remembrance. If there is body consciousness, how would there be remembrance? There is a huge burden of sins on your heads. This is why Baba says, stay in remembrance. Keep a picture of the Trimurti in your pocket. However you forget again and again. By remembering Alpha, you remember Beta, etc. You should always have your badge with you. You must also have some literature. You can then give it to good people who are interested. Good people would never accept it free. They would ask, how much does this cost? Tell them, this is given to poor people free, but otherwise you can give as much as you want. There has to be royalty. Your customs and systems should be totally distinct from those of the world. Royal people will give something or other by themselves. You give this to everyone for their benefit. Some will study this knowledge and send you money. You are the ones who incur expense. Tell them, we are using our bodies, minds and wealth to serve Bharat, Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to help this unlimited government, make effort to stay in remembrance for at least 8 hours. Don't be afraid of the obstacles that Maya causes you in having remembrance. 2. Belong to the godly community at this most auspicious confluence age and follow God's directions. While doing anything, practice staying in remembrance of the One Father. Blessing. May you become soul conscious and detached from your body by staying in the cave of introspection. The cave of the Pandavas that is shown is the cave of introspection. To the extent that you remain detached from your body, to the extent that you stay in that cave and remain stable in the soul conscious form, to that extent you will remain beyond the atmosphere of this world and not be influenced by it. By staying in a cave, you stay beyond the atmosphere outside. In a similar way, this cave of introspection makes you detached from everyone and loving to the Father. And those who are loved by the Father automatically become completely unique. Slogan: spiritual endeavor is the seed and facilities are its expansion. Do not hide the spiritual endeavor in the expansion. Aviact signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. The sign of being introverted is to be constantly lost in the depth of the ocean and to be an image of sincerity and maturity. Signs of the soul conscious stage would be visible on one's face. On the one hand, there would be a face that is churning, and on the other hand, there would be an entertaining, that is, a smiling face. Both these characteristics would be shown on the face. An introverted soul would constantly be seen as someone cheerful, because opposition from Maya would be finished. Om Shanti.